Blog Talk Radio.
We welcome you to It's All in the Word. Your host, Reverend Dorothy Hall. I thank you. I pray for you that are listening to the program, that it will continue to be a help and encourage you and give you more motivation to just run on and see what the end is going to be. And wait on the Lord. Be a good courage. Wait, I say, on the Lord. For he is able to do all things. He can put all the broken pieces of your life. He will put them back together again. Step by step by step. Only God can do it. My church home is Living Water Restoration Church, and we are located at 508 Griffith Road. That's in Charlotte, North Carolina. The bishop is Charles Shirley Jr., Pastor Nicky Dennis and Shirley. Our morning service is every Sunday morning, 8 a.m., and we be out about no later than 10 a.m. So if you're in that area and would like to come in and worship with us, just feel free to do so. We'll be so glad to have you in our midst. I just feel good knowing what God has done in my life. I have been praying so long and so hard and crying out to the Lord. And Monday morning, I knew exactly what to do. He gave me that peace. And I am so glad he did. Took him years to do it, but God moved in his own appointed time, not our time. But his appointed time. We're going to have a short word of prayer, and we're going to get right into the word. Abba, Father God Almighty, God of the Most High, we come to you in the precious name of Jesus. There is no name wherein man can be saved except by the name of Jesus. You said in your word that every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess that you Lord of lords, and you are King of kings. You're the King of glory, Lord God. You're the mighty God. You're the Prince of peace, Lord God. And I know that you will give us peace if we keep our minds stayed on thee. Lord, we asking you to forgive us for our many sins, Lord God. Create in us, oh God, a clean heart. And renew a right spirit within us. Restore unto us the joy of our salvation. And uphold us with thy free spirit. Lord, if we said anything or done anything to offend anyone, Lord, please forgive us. You say if we confess our sins, you is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Lord, take us and purge us. Make us whiter than snow, Lord God. Only you can do it, Lord God. Give us that Holy Spirit. Let it be another day of Pentecost, God, Lord God. Give us the indwelling of your spirit. Give us the spirit of truth, the spirit that will lead us, guide us, teach us, and keep us. Lord God, we cannot keep our own self. We need the Holy Spirit to keep us. Paul said in his word, there dwelleth nothing good in the flesh. Lord, we need you to crucify this flesh, mortify the member, so sin will not reign in this mortal body, nor will we be a servant to sin. Let us walk in your spirit, Lord God. You said in your word, Lord God, to acknowledge you in all that first you said, trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge you, and you shall direct our path. Lord, we are at a point in our life where we need direction from you, Lord God. Lord God, we are leaning and we are depending upon you, Lord God. We realize that you will never fail us. You will never let us down. You will never disappoint us, Lord God. We can have complete confidence in you We can tell you our uttermost secret, and you won't get on the phone and tell nobody else, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you for being God all by yourself, the mighty God, Lord God. Lord God, we just thank you. We just praise your name. We just worship you in spirit and in truth, Lord God. Lord God, have mercy upon Washington, D.C. Look down upon the president, Lord God. Let him know that you are God, and beside you, there's no other God. Let him realize that he needs to lean and depend upon you, Lord God. Let us all lean and depend upon you, Lord God. Shape us and mold us as you see fit. You are the potter and we are the clay. Cannot the potter do what he will with the clay, Lord God? And we need love, Lord God. Give us more love, Lord God. And we need patience. Give us more patience. Need understanding. Give us understanding. Need more wisdom. Give us wisdom, Lord. Need more faith. Give us faith, Lord. Need more self-control. Give us that, Lord. Give us goodness. Give us your kindness, Lord God. Manifest the fruit of the Spirit into your people, Lord God. You say, if my people who are called by thy name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven. I will heal the land. I will forgive their sin, Lord God. Lord God, let the United States of America turn back to you, Lord God. Turn back to our first love, and that is you, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you. We thank you for forgiving us all of our many sins. We thank you for the price that you paid for our sin. Our sin debt is paid in full, Lord God. And we thank you. We praise you. We magnify your name. Oh, Lord, don't forget the one in the hospital, the nursing home, Lord God. Incarcerated, Lord God. That sinner man, woman, boy, and girl that's standing on the corner, that in the crack house, in the liquor store, Lord God. Lord God, bring them back to you, Lord God. Some of them have good upbringing, Lord God. Some of them know you, Lord God. Let them turn back to you, Lord God. We're leaning and we're depending upon you. We can't do it, Lord God, but you can, Lord God. We give our children to you, Lord God, because you created them, Lord God. You are their father, Lord God. You made them. You know their mind. You know their hearts, Lord God. Bring them back, Lord God, back to you, Lord God. All our young people, some of our old people, Lord God, let them turn back to you, Lord God, and realize that you are God, and besides you, there's no other God. Let them realize that the wages of sin is death, and a gift of God is eternal life. Let them know that you said in your word in John 15, without me, ye can do nothing, Lord God. We can't do nothing apart from you, but with you, all things are possible. Jeremiah said, is there anything too hard for God? Then Jeremiah said, love and kindness have I drawn thee, Lord God. Drawn with love and kindness, Lord God, not with a rod, Lord God. Have mercy. Keep us in your divine presence, Lord God. Lord God, just have mercy. I praise you. I worship you in spirit and in truth. I magnify your name. I give you all the glory, all the thanks, all the honor of what you've done in my life right now, in your people's life, Lord God. Just keep us, protect us from all hurt, harm, and danger. When we're on the highway, Lord God, danger seen and danger unseen, keep us. Take us to our destination. Bring us back home, Lord God. We thank you. Now, Lord, as I sit here, Lord God, to expound on your word, Lord God, let me decrease as you increase, Lord. Not my thoughts, but your thoughts. Not my words, but your word, Lord God. Lord God, now, Lord, let the words in my mouth, meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight. Oh, Lord, my strength, my redeemer, in the precious name of Jesus the Christ, I pray. Amen. Amen and amen. God is awesome. My God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. My God is an awesome God. Seek him while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the unrighteous man forsake his ways and turn back to him. But he will abundantly partner. Lord have mercy. This God word, all you need is all in the word. And it's something that God gave me this title to this program about, Lord God, probably about 10 years ago. It's all in the word. Everything we need pertaining to life is all in the word of God. What we're going to talk about is wait on the Lord. And wait means to stay where one is or delay action until a particular time or until something else happens. Delay could be delay or hold up. And Isaiah 40:31, it says, but they who wait upon the Lord, wait upon the Lord, shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings of eagle. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. We must have patience with God. God's timing is not our timing. God's ways are not our ways. We think God's going to move one way, and he moves an entirely different way. That's just like God. And I'm going to give you the word that lets you know that. Isaiah 55:8 tells them that my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, says the Lord. As the heaven are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Now, don't that tell you something? You just got to be patient and wait. Have faith that in God, upon a time, whatever you praying for and waiting on, that it will come to pass. He said, the prayer of the righteous availeth much. You know, God, he is a God that cannot lie. He will a God that do not come short of his word. Trust me, what he say he's going to do, he will do. We just got to be patient. Wait on the Lord. It is a time for everything. And we're going to go to Ecclesiastes, possibly to pronounce this. And I'm going to read this to you. And I want you to listen to what it says. To everything, there is a season, a time to every purpose under the heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up. That's what this time. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to get and a time to lose. A time to keep and a time to cast away. A time to rend and a time to sow. A time to keep silent and a time to speak. That's what we got to learn to do. A time to love and a time to hate. We hate sin, but we love everybody. A time of war and a time of peace. Guess what we got to do? We got to wait on the Lord. Don't give up. Never give up on what you asking God for. Paul said, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. What God does for us when the Holy Spirit come in, it began to work on us and shape us and mold us. And Paul said, be ye not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. We have a new mind. The Holy Spirit give us a new mind. And that mind will manifest all the fruits of the Spirit, and you can find that in Galilee. But you got to be, must be, born again. When you're born again, when you get saved, you got to be filled. You got to have something there to keep you. And once you get saved, then you ask God to come in and abode with you, to give you his Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit is our guide, it's our teacher, it's our leader, it's the Spirit of truth. You can rely on the Holy Spirit. God will speak to your spirit. God will lead you, and he will guide you, and he will show you the way to go. He will let you know the way on me, and how you know when it's God. How do you know when God is talking to you? How do you know when God answers you? You know why? When you halt ye between two opinions, when you don't know to go left or to go right, that means to stand still and wait on the Lord until he tells you what to do. Once he tells you what to do, he will give you peace in that decision. You no longer will be back and forth or halt ye between two opinions. I'm just sharing it with you. When God do something in your life and you know that it's God, he will give you peace on the Lord. Don't give up. Psalms 25:1-5 say, until you, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in you. Let me not be ashamed. Let not my enemy triumph over me. Yes, let none who wait on you be ashamed. Let them be ashamed which transgress without call. Show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your path. Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. On you do I wait all the day. We are like, you know what we're like? We're like a microwave oven. We put something in there, we punch it, and right away, in 1 minute or 2 minutes, it's done. We got to learn to be patient and just wait and have faith in the Lord and wait and know that in his appointed time, you can't hurry God. You just have to trust him and give him time. In the appointed time, he will come through for you. He have no respect of person. What he done for others, he can do for you also. Just cast all your cares upon him, because he cares for you. He loves you. He don't want to hurt you. He don't want to harm you. Let's go. I said we like microwave. Let's go to Jeremiah 29:11, I believe.
You believe it, right?
Go with me. I'm going to share something. 29:11. This is what he said, Jeremiah was saying. For I know the thought that I thanks toward you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil. To give you an expected end, that means to give you a hope and give you a future. He is not going to harm you. He only wants what is good for you, not what is evil. Wait on the Lord, and a change will come. We're like microwave Christian. We are always in a hurry, rushing here, rushing there. You know what? I don't like to rush. I like to take my time. Even on Sunday morning, I like to get up in time. Our service begin at 8. I like to be up at least about 6 o'clock to take my time and do what I need to do. God wants us to be patient. Be patient with our children. They are children. They're not adults. That's why they call them children. We are to teach them, not abuse them, but teach them. Show them. Tell them why you believe in this and why you believe in that. Go to the Word. Show them the Word on what you want them to do. God is good. You know, it's something about young people. David said in his word, he said, I have been young and now I'm old. Yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor seen big and bread. So no matter if you raise your children right, if you live right according to God's word, then if your children get out there on drugs or whatever, prostitute or alcoholic, God is able to bring them back, and he will in his appointed time. They won't be lost because you have raised them upright. Oh, Lord God, have mercy. Lord, just have mercy. Just wait on the Lord. What we go through down here is only temporary. What you go through with husband and wife, children, grandparents, or whatever, is only temporary. Paul said in 2 Corinthians 4:17, "For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, our light affliction," he's a light, "works for us a more exceedingly and eternal way of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but the things which are not seen." Which are seen. Yeah, we look at the things that are not are seen. But at the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen is eternal. So learn. You know, down here in this life, and in John, I read to you so many times. I think it's 16:33 of St. John. Go with me to that scripture. We think Jesus went through something, they did it to him. What you think they're going to do to us? And he didn't do nothing to nobody. All he came was to do good. And you know what happened to him. 16:33. It says, "These things have I spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." If he overcomes, we can overcome it too. By giving all our hurts, all our disappointments, give it to God. Let God work with it. God can do more with people than you ever could. God knows what to do, when to do, and how to do. We don't, because we're not God. God is good. His mercy. And God, he will step, no matter what you're going through, wait on the Lord. He will step in at the appointed time when you have done all you know to do. Have went as far as you can go, then God, he will step in and take control at the appointed time. You say, "Lord, I can't deal with it. Lord, I cannot handle it, Lord. Lord God, I give it to you because it's too much for me to bear. I cannot bear this burden alone, Lord God. I need for you to take this burden and bear it for me." And God will do just that. And he will give you peace. You must wait on the Lord. What we pray for must line up with the word of God. And I told you in Philippians 2:5, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus." We must pray in the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. And then Jesus will intercede. He is our advocate. He is our intercessor. He is our mediator between man and God. And he knows what to take to God. And sometimes you pray, I think it's in our James, you pray in a mist. That means you pray with the wrong motive in your heart. And him, that he will not hear. Pray in the Holy Spirit. God is going to answer our prayer by saying yes He'll say yes or no or wait. Three ways. Yes, no, or
mm-hmm.
wait.
Mm-hmm.
Wait on the Lord.
Yes.
Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Sometime when we're waiting on
mm-hmm.
God,
mm-hmm.
my pastor years ago in Rochester, Pastor Marcella McKnight, she said, sometime when you're going through, you just have to praise your way through, baby. She would always say, you praise God in the good times, and you know why you praise him in the bad times? Because you believe no matter what situation or what you're going through, that he is going to bring you up. He ain't letting you go through it alone. He is there with you. He is there carrying you through that situation. That's how we get through, because he takes us and carry us through the storm that we're going. The storm of life may be raging. You might have death of loved ones. Your children might have gone astray. Your husband might be beating on you. And sooner or later, God will deliver you. He will bring you through. He will give you peace in the midst of anything you go through. In the good time, we need to take God at his word. He will never let you down. He say what he means, and it means what he says. In Numbers 23:19, and I want you to listen to this good. It says, Numbers 23:19, God is not a man that he shall lie, neither the son of man that he shall repent. Every problem we have, God is able to solve each and every one of them. See, God wants us to trust in him. He wants us to trust in him so much that no matter what we're going through, we just believe that he's going to bring us out of it. That's why he wants us to trust him. He wants us to have faith in him that he know what he's done. He know how to solve the problem. He will solve the problem. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Him that comes to him must believe that he is, and that he is a reward of them that diligently seek him. He will. God is awesome. Do we realize how awesome God is? Do we realize that nothing can separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus? That is in Romans 8, starting at 35. Read that chapter, and you will find out the kind of love that God has for us. He ain't like man. Man would turn his back on you. Man would disappoint you and let you down and say, I don't want nothing else to do with you. But God don't. God stands there with outstretched arms, bidding us to come unto you. All that is buried in the heavy laden, come unto me, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I'm lowly and meek at heart. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Because I got your burden. God got your back. No matter what you're going through, God got your back. Give it to God and leave it there and don't pick it up no more. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage and wait, I say, on the Lord. And just remember, Jesus died on the hill of Calvary. He took all our sins and everything. He took it to the cross. He arose with all power in his hand. Our sin debt is paid in full through the blood that Jesus shed on the hill of Calvary. You must believe that he died and he arose with all power in his hand in heaven and in earth. May God bless you. May God keep you. May heaven smile upon you. If you run with God, he will run with you. Just remember to wait on the Lord. And remember, it's all in the Word. I'll be back next Tuesday at 6 p.m. I want you all to listen to the broadcast. And those that want to, you can give them this number to call. 646 668-2580. God bless you. It's all in the Word. God bless.